This episode dedicated to James Tyler.
The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on the Kingery.
Raoul, you can't afford not to have the whole Benny in your line of business.
Don't you think I know that?
I'll tell you what, Raoul. You arrange a nice bouquet for me to give to my girl, and I'll bring some over to the boutique tonight myself.
You can't arrest me for nothing.
I'm only detaining you now while we investigate this crate. The arrest won't happen until I find what I expect to find.
You know who I am, so you know who I work for. I can help you. I know things.
And you are willing to tell me these things?
Yes.
You can expect an indictment shortly with your name on it.
You do get wound up about the strangest things. Who cares about a little behold? It doesn't hurt anybody. In fact, it makes people feel good.
I want you to know I don't believe you. I heard the shots. Somebody died here. And I saw Roberts.
I didn't walk Proc dead. I just wanted to be, I don't know what, safe?
Hey, Asa. Mom? He was supposed to be my friend.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass
against us.
Oh, thank God. Adam, I'm the one who called you.
Oh, I'm grateful for the information you've passed along to me, Regina. I've got one of Arkell's boys sweating in my jail even now, thanks to you.
What am I helping with?
You're helping the police find out what they need to know about Mr. Arkell.
Thanks. Considering the scope of what I need to accomplish, well, I'm going to resist the impulse to ask you to pray.
God, this is awful. Seriously, who writes this stuff?
I see you're reading the good book.
Is that what this is?
The one and only. You seem upset.
Yeah, well, I am. My mom's a frickin' anal wart, as you are well aware.
She can be assertive. I know that much. Care to unburden yourself?
Not to you, preacher. Aren't you the one who unburdens yourself on others?
That's fair.
I was just killing time anyway. Got it over there by a bench.
Any revelations?
Yeah, actually. Genealogy is boring.
Are you all right?
It's nothing. I'm just mad. My mother.
Oh. I understand a certain frustration with your mother.
What? One of her whores not good enough for you?
I've changed, Tithia. I don't know if you've heard, but I've been in a coma.
Actually, I hadn't. Sorry.
No apologies. I earned it. I well and truly earned it. I was a womanizing, fornicating fool.
Well, coma or not, yeah.
It was what it was. I'm a changed man now.
You can't change that kind of stuff. We are who we are. I mean, no matter how much I want to be, I can't be all human. It just won't happen.
Fornication and drugs are a choice. I admit that. Admitting is the first step in recovery.
Actually, no. I've seen a ton of guys admit they're idiots while they're snorting things off my mother's cleavage. You're not gonna sell me with that one. You've had a bad couple of days, and I'm not in the mood to keep being a bitch here. Doesn't do much for either of us. What do you want?
Tithia, I want to change this place. I'll be frank. I don't want what happened to you happening to other innocent little girls. This place It's become a scourge, and I blame myself for letting it get this far.
Yeah, well, you contributed to it. And you'll have to forgive me. I'm not in much of a mood to help other people right now. I have problems of my own.
Your father?
Don't talk about it.
I don't think you're selfish at all. I think you're just in a bad place.
We're in a bad place. But it's Tommy's, face it. And there isn't much we can do about it. Especially with religion, of all things. Hokey spirits and slogans are great for programs trying to make money, but you still end up where you started.
I think you misunderstand me. I have contacts in Tommy's organization. In several organizations, actually, by the grace of God. I'm starting a new kind of church, you might say. An Anabaptist delight. The way to salvation via later choice. Where men like Tommy will not run rampant. Where your father would still be waiting to console you when your mother goes awry, as she is so often wont to do.
That sounds twisted. You seem a lot like Tommy when you say things like that. I don't see much of a church at all.
I'm Tommy with a conscience.
Do you... Are you... I don't... Tommy with a conscience! Do you realize how ridiculous that sounds?
Yes. Which is why I come with more than just platitudes. I have... a plan.
Arkell, how's it going, old sock?
I was just, you know, it's happy hour now.
Good idea. Make it a double.
So, how are things, Fix?
Kicking ass, taking chits, the usual. I took your advice, went and saw those twins. Ha! Wah! My works won't need a plumber for years. Holy hell. They're like industrial vacuum cleaners with basketball-sized garnish.
What in the hell is a basketball-sized...
I'll tell you when you're older. Doesn't really matter. Hell, those bitches, I near shit myself. Or maybe I did. I'm not quite sure. It was intense.
I'm so glad you could avail yourself of our services.
Not that I'm gonna need a plumber anyway. I got that Hooks bastard so cowed, I'm surprised he's not between two buns. Know what I mean, Tommy? Huh? Know what I mean? he's kind of a pussy.
Well, that much I gotta concede. But do me a favor, take it easy on him, will ya?
Why the shit would I do a thing like that? Are you going soft on me, Arkell?
Nah, it's not to spare him anything, it's just good business. Long story. He's prone to self-destructive violent outbursts.
Nice. Now I like him.
It usually ends with him being outmatched. So try and lay off, will ya? Now, what brings you to my office, Felix?
Fix, damn it. Don't be so serious. Anyway, I came here to talk to you about this Julie chick. Someone needs to bust your lip and bring her back here. Correct her ass. Word from above says she's making you look the fool, and we can't be having that.
You can tell them I'll talk about it in person if they want to see how hard I really am. I've got bodies. I've put in my work. You know that better than anyone. I don't know why they're treating me like this. It pisses me off, you know? I'm a made man. They should know I know how to take care of business.
You're letting a gal run you ragged. Your shit's busting up around here. It's no surprise they sent me. Look at what you're doing here. She can't just up and leave without some kind of consequence.
That's just it. I told you I know what I'm doing. She's not leaving. She's just gotta air herself out a bit. She'll be back soon.
You can't know that. You're not inspiring my... confidence.
Look at it this way. You know the twins, right?
Fucking A, hombre. I knew them twice.
Uh-huh. Well, look at it like this. Chicks.
Dames.
These women, they let off steam in different ways. They're not like us. Us guys, we gotta, You know.
We need to bustle out on the continent.
Exactly, yes. And if we don't, what happens?
Me? I tend to be the shadow someone. Clears my mind.
Yeah, well, women are different. Look, you ever been tackled by a girl?
Not that I can recall. Usually I do the tackling.
There, you see? When they get stressed, they don't go out and fuck some whore. They travel. Or they shop. Or they, I don't know. I don't really know what the fuck else they do, because I'm like you. You see? When I get stressed, I let off steam. Gals, they hold it in like a grenade, and then they have to go somewhere and explode. I know Julie. She's just exploding a bit. Completely harmless.
Yeah, I had a few broads do that to me once or twice. Usually found my clothes outside, or my hover disc slashed.
Trust me. I know Julie. She'll go see a few gardens, maybe watch an extragalactic romance with some subtitles, fuck some foreign guy, and then she's gonna come back just like before. I know what I'm doing.
Tommy. Tommy, Tommy, Tommy. Pour me another drink, my man. Poop! That was a good one. Anyway, yeah. I'll give you a few weeks, huh? Then I'll just cut her fucking hands off, huh? That's a compromise, isn't it?
I don't think that...
Right. So it's decided, then. I'm gonna go impress a little flesh, then go out and settle that account with... What? Grant? Was that guy's name? I don't know. I got on a paper here somewhere. Grant. Yep. Well, anyway, stay ugly, Chuckles. Ah, don't look at me like that. I'm just busting balls. I forgot something.
Hmm? Oh, yes?
The fuck? You break a glass?
Oh, that was there earlier.
You sure?
Yeah, of course it was. You wanted something?
Oh, yeah, just... There's a rat. I smell it. That business with Lee, that ain't no manifest slip at an inspection. That shit is a rat.
I'd know if we had a rat fix. We don't have a rat. And he got lucky, that's all. Lucky, it happens. It's part of business.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. Maybe I'll just go and have a talk with Maddie.
That would... Look, you wouldn't get anything out of that fucking bitch. She's an iron door. Besides, She's too stupid for that kind of thing. Stick with Detective Hill. He had a few contacts we had to take care of a few years back, and he'd be much better to...
Right. Maddie, then Hill. Stay frosty, fucknuts. I'll have it all taken care of by dinner time. Or twin time. Who gives a fuck? Ah, God, I kill me. Hold on to your glasses.
Idea what I should be doing right now. Look at that jackass leaves their employees high and dry when they're supposed to be learning the ropes. Jeez. Where is he?
In the back, dozing. He's been like that since I got here. I think he's on some kind of tranks or something.
Hey! Get to work in there!
I don't get paid enough for this crap.
Can't beat the work. I mean, we're just sitting here.
Yeah, and it's boring.
You want to quit? Go ahead. I'll just stay here and sit on my ass until they find out what he's up to.
They'll just can him and then can us for not reporting him. We should tell somebody.
Oh, yeah? Who?
I don't know. Someone. I kind of feel bad for the guy. Maybe he lost a kid or something. He seems pretty upset. Not your normal trank zombie.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just a bloody sick world out there, kid. What are you gonna do?
Doesn't mean we shouldn't try to be human beings to the guy.
Hey, why do they call you Belly?
My mom's a smartass.
How so?
I was born from a C-section. Why do they call you Jake?
My mum always joked that it was the name of the mailman.
That is funny.
Yeah, till I caught her behind the church fucking the mailman.
That's even funnier.
Holy shit, he's gone nuts.
Enough! I can't take it anymore.
Sorry, boss. We didn't mean to...
I didn't mean to either. Nobody means to anything. We all never mean to. What the hell does meaning mean anyway? Christ.
You don't need to yell.
I can't exactly stay silent now, can I? What does that lead to? Huh? Ma? Huh?
Listen. Hooks, you... Ugh. What is that smell? Did you shit yourself?
Look, I just want to get away from here, okay? Is that so wrong? Away from you? From this damn resort? From everyone? I'm just a wrench, not a mafioso. Why don't you two just get your shit together and get out of here? You're both suspended. Fuck off! Go on! Go!
He's a psychopath.
How long are we suspended for?
Fuck off! Oh, Proc. Proc. I'd say I'm sorry, but... Man, you're in a better place than I am. Where are those damn pills?
And you think that'll solve things?
I not only think, I know. God has shown me the path. When I was in the deepest darkness, just like you, he pulled me away from my sorrows. Men rise and fall in the eyes of our Lord. It's the way of the Lord. I can teach you.
It's also Tommy's way.
But it's all about intention. Your intentions are good. My intentions are good. Tommy, I wouldn't say he's an evil man. But he takes advantage of people, something I would never do.
Your plan is gonna work, I think. But I don't think I trust you or believe you.
Even if you don't, can you honestly say that I'd be worse than Tommy? If I had, Brock would still be alive. I know that much.
Then why weren't you there then? Tommy can be a good person.
He can, but he chooses not to be.
I don't know. I just want to live a normal life. I don't want to be responsible for awful things, or be blamed, or be... Damn it, I am just a kid.
The eyes of innocence. Behold the glory of your potential.
I don't want to make things worse.
Come here, child. Take my hand. I'll make things better.
What if you don't?
I will.
I... Oh, God.
Yes. Now here, you forgot your book.
I just found it, I told you.
Read it. Think it over. Think it over with a strong mind. I tell you, there is a place for you in my new congregation. Behold, I send you out as a sheep in the midst of the wolf's sea. My love, my beautiful lost child.
Wolfsey? Where'd you hear that?
Not sure, actually. Just some phrase that's getting around. Maybe in some bar somewhere.
Listen. I need some time, okay?
And I am glad to grant it. When you need me, contact me. I'll be here.
I might.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. A little alcohol and loss won't stop people like us.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, I wouldn't trust him, darling.
Yeah! Asa! You scared the hell out of me! Where'd you come from?
Sorry about that. I know the fountain covers darn near everything, but I heard a good bit of them things that you was talking about.
What do you think?
I think a preacher talks out both sides of his mouth, just so much as a businessman does. Kid, I'm sorry about earlier. I don't make too much of a stink about who I talk to. Might be a lack of brain, might be a lack of foresight. Wasn't nothing personal.
I don't know. If you're talking to me, and talking to Mom, aren't you talking out both sides of your mouth?
Tiffy, don't...
Don't call me Tiffy. I can't trust anyone, can I? You'd talk to anyone with a sandwich, wouldn't you?
You know it's not like that.
No, I don't. All I know is, I have a lot of thinking to do, and one thing I don't need advice from is someone who... Did you ask my mother why she blames me for Proc?
No. Actually, point of fact, I...
Yeah, see? Yeah. Why would you? Take care of yourself, Asa. Seems like the only thing people know how to do around here.
Oh, kid. I was just gonna say. She says she blames herself, too. And now I got to kind of know that feeling myself. Blame. Damn, woe betide those who might trust the tongue of a preacher. It always ends in some brand of hell.
On the next, The Kingery.
Hello? Anyone here?
We're closed!
Hooks?
Julie?
Wait, I know you. You were leaving last I heard. You were there, weren't you? In Tommy's office. With Hooks. And Proc.
I was.
I found Roberts, detective.
Where?
Heading into a bar.
Thanks, Brennus. Right now we just tail him till he screws up.
Can't I get anything right?
Oh, sounds like you're getting right back into the swing of things. I always thought you were a good person.
You are most kind, Mr. Arkell. I would like to ask a favor.
Oh, and if you're looking for company, Shenanigans is right over there.
Ah, Shenanigans.
That is what I'm here for, after all. Helping out, fixing things.
Next time on The Kingery, only at PendantAudio.com.
All right, this ought to be good.
Right. Nature wins.
The Kingery, it isn't a bad place, necessarily.
Kingery, Season 2, Episode 4, Sheep Amidst the Wolfsheep. Featuring the voice talents of Catherine Pride as Tithia, Michael McCaskill as Adam Shepard, Mark Zarikor as Fix, Pete Mylan as Tommy Arkell, April Sadowski as Belly, Craig Cooksey as Jake, Perry Whittle as Hooks, and Carl Glassmeyer as Asa. Written by Neil Bailey, story by Jeffrey Bridges, with Neil Bailey, Susan Bridges, Pete Mylan, Teresa J. McGarry, and Seth Adam Scher. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald, directed by James Tyler, produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2008 Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2008 Pendant Productions. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.